His Excellency General Washington by Phyllis Wheatley. Celestial choir, enthroned in realms of light, Columbia's scenes of glorious toils I write. Whilst freedom's cause her anxious breast alarms, she flashes dreadful in refulgent arms. See, Mother Earth, her offspring's fate bemoan, and nations gaze at scenes before unknown. See the bright beams of heaven's revolving light involved in sorrows and the veil of night. The goddess comes, she moves divinely fair, olive and laurel binds her golden hair. Wherever shines this native of the skies, unnumbered charms and recent graces rise. Muse, bow propitious while my pen relates how pour her armies through a thousand gates, as when Aeolus heaven's fair face deforms, and wrapped in tempest and a night of storms. Astonished ocean feels the wild uproar, the refluent surges beat the sounding shore. Or, think as leaves in autumn's golden rain, such and so many moves the warrior's train, in bright array they seek the work of war, where high unfurled the ensign waves in air. Shall I to Washington their praise recite? Enough thou know'st them in the fields of fight. Thee, first in peace and honors, we demand the grace of glory of thy martial band. Famed for thy valor, for thy virtues more, hear every tongue thy guardian aid implore. One century scarce performed its destined round when Gallic powers Columbia's fury found. And so may you, whoever dares disgrace the land of freedom's heaven-defended race. Fixed are the eyes of nations on the scales, for in their hopes Columbia's arm prevails. Anon Britannia droops the pensive head, while round increase the rising hills of dead. Ah, cruel blindness to Columbia's state, lament thy thirst of boundless power too late. Proceed, great chief, with virtue on thy side. Thy every action let the goddess guide. A crown, a mansion, and a throne that shine, with gold unfading, Washington, be thine.